watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
This mob, they say, that's not me. I'm nothing like those people. I would never have done that.
Those people voted the way you voted and for who you voted for. I'm just saying.
Right, but just because you vote for the same people doesn't mean that you believe the same thing.
Put you in the same crowd. Yes, it does.
Round two for the ultimate demonization of patriots begins roughly on January 16th as the FBI sets the stage, tying the aims of real right-wing extremism to that of your average law-abiding, America-loving Trump supporter.
The range of criminal conduct is really, I think, unmatched in any type of scenario that we've seen the FBI or the DOJ. We're looking at everything from simple trespass to theft of mail, to theft of digital devices with inside the Capitol, to assault on local officers, federal officers both outside and inside the Capitol, to the theft of potential national security information or national defense information, to felony murder, and even civil rights excessive force investigations. So just the gamut of cases and criminal conduct we're looking at is really mind-blowing.
Where was the FBI when America was on fire? And while thousands of Central Americans race towards Biden's potentially wide-open U.S. border, 12-foot walls are going up to replace the 8-foot walls that were there before to keep Americans out. As the National Mall resembles something straight out of a tin pot dictatorship where the government fears the people.
Streets are being blocked off, the Capitol locked down, tensions are high.
Pelosi fronts a movement branding 75 million Trump voters as neo-Nazis simply because one idiot wore an offensive shirt.
Oh, so many disgusting images, but one figure of a man in a shirt with Auschwitz on it. Auschwitz. To see this punk with that shirt on and his anti-Semitism that he has bragged about, to be part of a white supremacist raid on this Capitol, requires us to have an after-action review, to assign responsibility to those who were part of organizing it and incentivizing it.
And as thousands of National Guard members prepare to protect the nation's capital from the nation, I'm sure that amongst the ranks, very few of those National Guard have forgotten that just 7 months ago, they weren't welcome to protect the president from the Marxist mob.
We don't think that soldiers should be in the nation's capital patrolling or policing streets. We've made that formal request to the White House. We have no desire to have any soldier out on the street, but D.C. residents can't pay their bills. So either the Department of the Army or their home states will have to take care of their arrangements.
Mayor Bowser came here to unveil this new Black Lives Matter Plaza sign, the new name for 16th and H Street outside the White House in Lafayette Square.
Who's in charge? What is the chain of command? And by what authority?
While Pelosi stands like a fascist dictator in front of the troops she called on to protect her country club and its members, what transpires as we move forward toward Biden's tyrannical inauguration will be a circus of radicalism and possible false flag operations in all 50 capitals of the United States.
Late afternoon, the Texas State Capitol grounds were shut down to the public to quote-unquote maintain public order. DPS, Austin Police, and Highway Patrol stood by carefully, watching confrontations and verbal threats. Several protesters holding guns, which is legal in Texas.
Do you have your hand on your gun right now? Why did you bring that with you?
We're not here to start trouble. We're actually just here to protect people and really just kind of scare them away, hopefully without even having to use any force.
This would be an opportunity for all real Trump supporters to stay home or risk handing the full weight of federal subjugation over to a Democratic Party desperate for a reason to re-educate and imprison God-fearing Americans.
FDR was afraid the Japanese had infiltrated the West Coast, even though the Pentagon said it wasn't true. He knew better. And so he pushed through his policies, and we made one of the biggest mistakes of the 20th century by taking our own citizens, and listen to this, confiscating their wealth, making sure they couldn't work, shutting them down, and then putting them in camps. Tucker, this is the road we're on again.
John Bound reporting.
Ladies and and gentlemen, I've studied history. I've interviewed all the experts. I have looked at every facet of this. And now, with only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. It is the 18th of January, 2021. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day here in America. And we are witnessing in real time the decline and fall of the American Republic. And we'll go over a great many things that have occurred over this last weekend and that are coming up to a city near you. Martial law, false flag attacks, lockdowns, and more. But first, I want to go to this video. This is Greg Reese, our very own, in the District of Columbia, preparing for the inauguration of Chi-Com agent Joe Biden. Here's martial law in the American Capitol.
This is Greg Reese for Infowars.com in Washington, D.C., where there is an enormous amount of police force martial law presence here right now. This is right outside our hotel. This is about three blocks from the rooftop that we'll be broadcasting from during the inauguration. As you can see, the Capitol is right down here. We can take a little bit of a walk. It's not completely shut down right now, but we have been told by our security, who are D.C. police and work with the Secret Service, that there's probably about 40,000 law enforcement here right now. It's not just the National Guard. There is Customs, Border Patrol, and police from all the surrounding states have been deputized to come in here. So they're estimating there's about 40,000 here right now. And they're from here, and they're blown away by the presence. They've never seen anything like it. No one's seen anything like this before for an inauguration. So let's take a little stroll right now while we can. We were told by our hotel that in the morning we're going to have to get armbands, and the only way we're going to be able to walk around this area tomorrow is with armbands. But as of tonight, we did see some people jogging through. We do have a media camera set up right here. But they are locking down everything. And they started right after the 6th. When we were leaving on the 7th, we saw these concrete blockades being shipped into D.C. as we were on our way to Dulles Airport. So they started building this thing up immediately after the 6th, locking everything down. To get into D.C. right now, to get to this hotel, we had to go through two security checkpoints. We had to go through a National Guard checkpoint where they had rifles slung but no magazines, which was interesting. Our security noticed that right away. It's a show of force but without ammunition. And then we had to go through a police checkpoint shortly after that. But this is all through the city right now. And we're being told that there's a curfew as well. We were being told that if we stray too far, we will be arrested by someone. And once again, I mean, the presence is the only people you see out here is law enforcement. Tinted window, federal agents everywhere, police everywhere, National Guard everywhere. Where you don't have National Guard trucks blocking the way, you have snow plows blocking the way on freeways. So everything is just completely shut down for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris communist Chinese agents, globalist, deep state, crooks that have stolen an election. Everyone knows it was stolen, except, of course, for the brainwashed populace that have just been dumbed down through poison in the food, poison in the water, and television, pop culture. We're told that tomorrow Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will physically be here. Now that's what they're saying now. Before they were saying it was going to be a virtual inauguration. Now we're hearing that they're going to actually be there. We're told that, what's the pop singer's name who's going to be singing the national anthem? Jennifer Lopez and Lady Gaga, specifically Lady Gaga. So it is just your over the top Hollywood, Luciferian, communist, Chinese, American takeover. American style. So this is Sunday night. Tomorrow they're really going to start ramping everything up. Tomorrow we have to walk just 3 blocks, I believe this way, to get to our rooftop. And we're told that it'll probably take us an hour to get those 3 blocks because we have to go through a Secret Service checkpoint, military checkpoint, police checkpoint. So it's going to be interesting to see how that all goes tomorrow. That's tomorrow morning. Right now we just got here. And we arrived to the entire city being locked down. As of Friday, if you lived here and you had your car parked in a parking garage in Washington, D.C., your car is now stuck there throughout the entire week. There is no in and out of D.C. anymore. You can, as of now, like I said, we've seen some people jogging. If you live here, you're allowed on the streets as of now, but that's going to change tomorrow. Tomorrow, wristbands, checkpoints, all for this completely sham of an election. Joe Biden, who no one expects, I can't imagine anyone expecting him to sit in the throne of power that long, and he's backed up by then Kamala Harris, which really is just the good old globalist deep state that we've seen for decades. It's just going to be a continuation of that at best. Although the way things are looking now with the crazy rhetoric now of talking about rounding up all Trump supporters, and Trump supporters are going to have to pay, the question on a lot of people's mind is, where is this going to go now? We know that with a Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in the White House, we know that the masks aren't coming off. We know that the vaccines are coming out. Joe Biden has announced that that's going to be his first priority, is getting everyone vaccinated. We know that that is what we have to look forward to. Are they going to now come after Trump supporters, patriots, like they said? Are they planning false flags this week, like they've pretty much announced they're going to, announcing that there's going to be armed uprisings and insurrections all over the country from Trump supporters? Time will tell. There's really not much time left. We have 3 days until Donald J. Trump is no longer the president of the United States. Things are not looking good. InfoWars is here on the ground giving live coverage. We will be updating throughout the week and covering from the rooftop on Wednesday for the inauguration. So tune in. Band.video, Infowars.com, Newswars.com for the latest updates. This is Greg Reese in Washington, D.C.
So there you have Greg Reese on the ground in Washington, D.C. for Infowars.com. You can find and share that video at band.video.
This is Greg.
Rather horrifying images coming out of Washington, D.C. 40,000 troops on the ground in the capital city, a military occupation to usher in the illegitimate president, Joseph Biden, who we have video of just wandering around like an insane person, clearly is mentally incapable of handling even the stress of the kid glove treatment he receives from the mainstream media. It's absolutely incredible. Today's program will contain a lot of videos. Of course, the migrant caravan making its way towards America. We'll see some examples of that kid glove treatment of the Biden Kamala presidency. A hard-hitting look at the sneakers that Kamala Harris uses. We'll watch that. There is some good news. The Italians are mass resisting the lockdown, with 50,000 restaurants opening at once and life returning to normal there in opposition to the lockdown demands of their government. We'll get into all of that and more in a quick look into the World Bank's plans on how to use this Great Reset and a vision into what they see as the purpose of humanity on Earth. And big spoiler alert, it is not for humanity's sake that they operate. It is, they believe it's humanity's job to operate for them. And this is, once again, the decline and fall of the American Republic. We are at its doorstep. Joe Biden says he will legalize 11 million illegal immigrants. And that's just the beginning as tens of thousands make their way to the border in anticipation of the border being torn down and America being open to anyone and everyone who can scrabble their way here. We'll be right back, folks. It's American Journal.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products in InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I'm here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watched Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your ultimate fish oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. It is the 18th of January. It's Monday, which means it is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So I guess we're going to look back at that incredible time in American history with this story from the Sacramento Bee. It's a flashback article. It's titled Armed Black Panthers Invade California Capitol in 1967. From the pages of the Bee, 1967, Armed Black Panthers Invade the Capitol. This is one in a series of videos looking back at big stories in the Sacramento area history. This one took place on May 2nd, 1967, when two dozen armed members of the Black Panther Party entered the state capitol. Let's go ahead and play that video now.
I says, we can go inside somewhere. Isn't there a spectator section?
We have these Black Panthers up here with guns on the second floor.
Wait a minute. Am I under arrest? Place them under arrest.
Am I under arrest? Take your hands off me if I'm not under arrest.
Am I under arrest?
I'm telling you to take your hands off me.
For self-defense calls upon the American people in general and the black people in particular to take careful note of the racist California legislature, which is now considering legislation aimed at keeping the black people disarmed and powerless. At the very same time, racist police agencies throughout the country are intensifying the terror, brutality, murder, and repression of black people.
Black Panther Party was founded by Huey Newton and Bobby Seale in Oakland. The original purpose was to protect residents from active police brutality. Now, this was written, this article, this look back was written in 2017 when the Sacramento Bee was celebrating its 160th anniversary. And of course, it was portraying, what happened in 1967 as a gross betrayal of protesters' rights. I'll go ahead and read the story from 1967. It says, quote, two dozen armed Negroes entered the state capitol at noon today, and 10 made their way to the back of the assembly chamber as they before they were disarmed and marched away by the state police. The assembly was in session at the time, and Speaker Pro Tem Carlos B. ordered the men removed from the chamber. Outside the chamber, the police took away the weapons. The men argued they could carry the weapons as long as they were not concealed. Apparently, the fact the weapons were not concealed was the reason the men were able to get as far as the assembly chamber before they were disarmed. After the state police questioned the men, they returned the weapons to them because the intruders had broken no law. Now, if we can just pay attention to to this little segment right here, just think about the difference in the way that these two events have been portrayed. And I know a lot of people look around at what's going on in America right now and they say America has never been in a situation like this. And then older Americans say, well, the 1960s weren't exactly all, you know, peaceful hippies spinning around in fields with flowers in their hair. It was a time of intense social unrest, bombings, attacks, police repression, all sorts of insane nonsense. A lot of it as a result of Vietnam War, as well as racial oppression. But just the sheer difference between these two. And then, of course, in 2017, the Sacramento Bee wasn't aware yet that a similar event would be used as the ignition point to bring about incredible measures of martial law, of crackdown, of censorship, of now you have people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez writing a bill to fund basically re-education camps for conservatives. So at the time, they had to portray what happened in 1967 as a brave thing that the Black Panthers did, and a great thing, and that the Black Panthers being prevented from entering the state capitol was somehow a gross violation of their rights. They didn't realize that a very similar action would be used as an excuse to crack down on Trump supporters just a few years later. But I guess pointing out hypocrisy to these people is sort of a fruitless game. They have no shame. They have no honor. They cannot be reasoned with. So pointing stuff out like this maybe isn't exact. It doesn't penetrate the veil of hypocrisy that they shroud themselves with. But of course, this was just one of many. I believe the Black Panthers also staged an armed invasion of the U.S. Capitol at one point. In 1971, a bomb went off at the U.S. Capitol, orchestrated by the Weathermen and Bill Ayers, who later became prominent in the history of the rise of the Obama administration. You also had 1983. You had another terrorist bombing there with members of a female terrorist organization that were later pardoned by Clinton and Cuomo and went on to lead the Black Lives Matter group. So, again, this is just illustrating that what happened on January 6th, while it's being portrayed as the new 9/11, the new Pearl Harbor, and is being used to initiate war, as those two events were, was not exactly unprecedented, was not exactly something completely new in American history. It was actually just yet another of a long line of protests in the same line, except this one, no bombs went off. Nobody was armed who broke into the Capitol. It was actually quite peaceful, and in many cases they were let in by the Capitol Police, who stood there taking photos with them and shaking their hands. Here's the headline from Sacramento Bee in 1967. Capitol is invaded. Press Corps draws ire of legislators. State police halt armed Negro band. Well, I have to say they were protesting in favor of firearms against gun control. I'm pretty much in favor of what these Black Panthers did. Not saying, they did it, so should we. No. The government of America is there to support the rights of the American people. At least it used to be. And now, as we are a mere 2 days, less than 2 days, I suppose, away from the Joe Biden presidency being ushered in, what we're witnessing is really the long tail results of some of the failures of the American government that occurred in the 1960s. And that, of course, ties directly into Martin Luther King Jr. And I only have a minute left in this segment, so maybe I won't get into it quite yet. But we'll be opening the phone lines and taking your calls and everything that we're seeing today. And in the next segment, I'll try to do a quick little news breakdown of everything that's going on around the country today. Some of the insanity coming across the news wire. But suffice it to say, what happened in the 1960s set the stage for where we are now and the 50-year downhill run of the American Republic as we know it is a direct result of some of the concessions made, some of the activities that took place in the 1960s. And we'll break all of that down and more on today's episode of American Journal. It's InfoWars.com, supported entirely by InfoWarsStore.com. Go there now to support everything that we do here, from American Journal to the Alex Jones Show to our crews on the ground in the occupied city of Washington, D.C. It's all supported by InfoWarsStore.com.
Fox has betrayed President Trump, as I predicted they would. They've always been part of the establishment, and it's only going to get worse. If they're able to keep Trump from rightfully taking office for a second term on January 20th, the system is going to drop the hammer harder than ever on this republic. They are going to explode gas prices. They're going to shut down our coal power plants. They're going to cut off the energy source to the U.S., so it's impossible for factories to move back here. This is economic domination. This is economic war. We are being consolidated. We are being taken over. The Democrats aren't mismanaging their blue cities and states. They're consolidating power and control to bankrupt the population and bring them absolutely to heel, and then consolidate ownership of all the infrastructure and property. This is a monopolistic takeover. That's what the Great Reset is. Klaus Schwab and these other criminals admit it. That's what social distancing is. So your business is only at 25% for several more years. No small businesses will be there. This is a master plan. Say no.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link. TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video.
Q is a Bolshevik operation. Q is a relaunch of Operation Trust that the Soviets used in the 1920s to identify who their opposition was. That's when George Orwell wrote 1984 that was about a futuristic Stalinistic world government system. He talked about Emmanuel Goldstein, who was the supposed leader of the resistance, but really worked for the controllers to be able to identify anyone that was a dissident. That's what's happening. So the storm of Q is real. It's a globalist martial law takeover of America. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but you have been had. I was suspicious of it, knew what it was early on, but did not realize it was the main thrust. The main thrust of the globalist takeover is Operation Trust 2.0. We're covering it all live on the air at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. We'll have reporters on the ground covering the inauguration of the communist Chinese spy Biden. The globalists are planting false flags. We pray we can stop them.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. You're on Infowars.com and band.video. Thanks so much for being here. I'm going to go ahead and give out the number to call in right now. You can call about any and all of the topics that are in today's news headlines or about anything you want. The lines are open. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Here's some of the headlines coming across the newswire today. Fox News ratings plummet after Trump supporters abandon network. They are now in third place. They have enjoyed number one position for about 20 years, but the Daily Beast reports that Fox News has finished third to both MSNBC and CNN for 3 days running last week. That is their worst performance in 20 years. Also on Infowars.com, FBI arrests, quote, hardcore Antifa leftists for planning an attack on the Florida State Capitol. The FBI has arrested a leading Antifa figure in Florida on charges of inciting violence, claiming that the self-described hardcore leftist has been issuing calls online to attack the Florida State Capitol on January 20th. From Zero Hedge, armed protesters begin to arrive at state capitals around the nation, and we will bring you some videos of that very shortly with the protesters armed as they are, making it very clear, in fact, in no uncertain terms, saying we are not Trump supporters. which is interesting because here they are using this event and these events to justify attacks against Trump supporters and censorship of Trump supporters and all those sorts of things. And I said it last week and I'll say it again. What the media is doing by hyping up the likelihood or the possibility of armed Trump supporters staging events at the at capitals around the nation, they're telling their leftist followers, do whatever you want and we will blame it on Trump supporters. You can attack the state capitol. We'll simply leave out the matter of who it was and use this again to crack down on more right-wing groups. That's what they're letting everyone know. Of course, the censorship marches on. Lobby group sues Apple to remove Telegram from the App Store for allowing, quote, hate speech. A lobbying group is suing Apple in an effort to get free speech messaging platform Telegram removed from the App Store, claiming it allows extremists to spread hate speech. And this is typical and directly in line with the behavior we've seen before. Just in the last week, there have been headlines calling everything from Parler to Gab to Rumble to Library to literally anything that isn't Twitter or Facebook, they will call a cesspool, a gathering place of right-wing extremist behavior. Utterly absurd, but you would think people would be able to see through this, but there it is. If you aren't one of them, you are... You kick people off who are against the mainstream narrative. Those people have to go somewhere. Wherever they go, then becomes a cesspool, a place that allows hate speech to run rampant. There you go. According to CNN, Trump is going to issue around 100 pardons and commutations Tuesday, according to sources. I usually don't report on this sort of thing, but we have been seeing a lot of talk about this. Apparently, the commutation or the pardon for Julian Assange is written and ready to go. It has yet to be signed, and President Trump is taking advice as to whether or not to sign that. We'll play some arguments later in the program in favor of pardoning Julian Assange. From, well, all over, you've seen this on Reuters and Disclose TV and elsewhere, thousands of migrants from Honduras and Guatemala are heading to the United States less than a week before the presidential inauguration. Countries in Central America have ramped up their border controls, but they are not enough, as we see video of these thousands and thousands and thousands of migrants smashing their way through the armed lines of soldiers and making their way ever towards America. And you see the videos in this. The vast majority are healthy adult men marching towards our country to smash their way in. Of course, this comes at the heel of Biden's plan that he sent to Congress to give legal status to 11 million illegal immigrants on the first day of his presidency. So we'll have 11 million new citizens the moment he gets into office, and tens of thousands making their way towards the border will be here within the month, I suppose. And it will only increase from there, eventually, finally making America the borderless, nationless, peopleless, representationless cesspool of anybody and everybody who dares to try to get across our border. They'll be welcomed in, given whatever they want, and the American people are expected to pay for it and not complain about it. Of course, there are upwards of 30,000, our sources say 40,000 troops in Washington, D.C. today. Huge metal walls going up around every government building, the entire city on absolute lockdown. You need an armband to even leave your hotel room without the risk of being arrested. And the FBI is getting a little bit nervous and is now vetting guard troops in D.C. amid fears of an insider attack, because nothing says legitimate, most popular president in the history of elections, like not even being sure if your own army is going to attack you when they're there to guard you. It's just a nightmare, the world that we're living in. On Breitbart, Facebook censors Mexican cardinal for denouncing the, quote, New World Order. Facebook has censored a video of Cardinal Juan Sandoval, Archbishop Emeritus of Guadalajara, for suggesting that globalist leaders are exploiting the coronavirus pandemic to bring about a new world order. This is, of course, simply echoing the Great Reset rhetoric of the New World Order themselves. And this is the world that we live in now, that leaders will come out and say, yes, we are doing a Great Reset. We are now establishing a New World Order in which we are all subject to unelected international cabals that have their own interests in mind and want to exploit you to the maximum. You will own nothing and you'll be happy about it. Meanwhile, they're buying up all of the available farmland in America. They're the largest farm owners, largest and most richest gatherers of material and goods in the history of the world. They'll tell you you'll own nothing. And then you simply say, hey, that's wrong. We don't like this. And they say, you're a damned conspiracy theorist and you don't get to talk anymore. This is the world that we live in, I suppose. Of course, censorship of things like that Cardinal on Facebook, of other apps that aren't Facebook or Twitter. And so they don't have the same stringent anti-American, anti-mainstream narrative censorship as other places. They're not stopping there. From the Washington Examiner, quote, we're going to have to figure out the OANN and Newsmax problem. A former Facebook executive suggested conservative media outlets should be delisted by cable companies. So even there, you'll see censorship come about. This is breaking from Gateway Pundit. DNI Ratcliffe releases report showing China interfered with the 2020 election and the CIA management pressured analysts not to report it. It's, after all, it's not like they're Russia. If they were Russia, maybe we'd have 4 years of hysteria based on nothing. Instead, we have evidence that it was China, and that gets buried and ignored. Absolutely incredible. Fear of insider attacks prompts additional FBI screening of National Guard troops, making sure that the guards themselves are ideologically aligned to their new corporate masters. And if not, you can expect them to be kicked out of the armed forces. So they are nothing but those who are mindlessly obedient to the dictates of their corporate masters. Italy is on the brink of civil disobedience as public defies absurd coronavirus rules. Italy businesses have begun to act out against the government's coronavirus regulations with small acts of civil disobedience. We see upwards of 50,000 restaurants all opening at once in defiance of these coronavirus rules. And we find that when everybody does it at once, well, there's not much the authorities can do about it. And they just have to let people go on existing as they normally would. And we now have our chances of death ranked by the CDC and the National Safety Council. We find that getting COVID infection and dying from it under 50, you have the same likelihood of dying from the sun. The sun and sunstroke has as much likelihood of killing you as coronavirus 19.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied history. I've interviewed all the experts. I have looked at every facet of this. And now, with only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
Where the hell did this water come from?
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
is a Bolshevik operation. Q is a relaunch of Operation Trust that the Soviets used in the 1920s to identify who their opposition was. That's what George Orwell wrote in 1984 that was about a futuristic Stalinistic world government system. He talked about Emmanuel Goldstein, who was the supposed leader of the resistance, but really worked for the controllers to be able to identify anyone that was a dissident. That's what's happening. So the storm of Q is real. It's a globalist martial law takeover of America. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but you have been had. I was suspicious of it, knew what it was early on, but did not realize it was the main thrust. The main thrust of the globalist takeover is Operation Trust 2.0. We're covering it all live on the air at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. We'll have reporters on the ground covering the inauguration of the communist Chinese spy Biden. The globalists are planting false flags. We pray we can stop them.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal here on Infowars.com. We'll go to your calls in just a moment. I do want to take 2 minutes here to play a video that I put together in November of last year, simply because it has occasionally gained more and more traction. Every once in a while, you'll see this video posted around, and it is always attributed to somebody else. Now, I don't exactly care about it being attributed to me. I'm actually just happy that it's been getting around. It's got over 4 million views on Twitter alone and has been shared to many other platforms and attributed to many other people. But I do feel like it's my duty to let you know this is an InfoWars production. This is brought to you by InfoWars. Maybe I should have put a little logo on it. But then the question is, would it have been spread around quite so much? Or would the people that shared this video and loved this video seen the InfoWars logo and said, oh, it's probably conspiracy nonsense, and clicked out of it before they actually watched it? It's one of the ironies, I guess, of InfoWars, is that we produce this amazing stuff. We produce this amazing, we get this amazing information out there. We ignite so many of the theories going around or speculation happening that turns out to be true, and we don't get credit for it. And so we almost have to hide our involvement in certain things so people don't automatically, you know, brush it off as something distasteful, when in reality, the stuff that we're producing and the stuff that we're making is some of their favorite stuff, and they just don't know it. That's really what it gets down to. So I wanted to go ahead and play this since it has been getting a lot of attention recently. And just once again, this was a poem that my mom gave to me on my 18th birthday, a little framed copy of it. Sits next to my dresser, and so I see it every morning as I walk out, and is a reminder of what it is to be a man in this world. And I thought it worked perfectly over some Donald Trump footage. And on the 16th, 2 days ago, I guess on Saturday, this was posted on the Gateway Pundit with the headline, "Excellent, Dan Scavino releases incredible video of President Trump poem, If, by Rudyard Kipling." Well, I think you need a correction there, Gateway Pundit. Correction there, Joe Hoft. Excellent, Harrison Smith releases incredible video. InfoWars releases incredible video of President Trump to poem If. So here it is, If by Rudyard Kipling, featuring our president, President Donald Trump.
If by Rudyard Kipling. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies. Or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two impostors just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but are none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Now that Dan Scavino guy's one hell of an editor, isn't he? There it is. If, feature by Rudyard Kipling, featuring our president, President Donald Trump, brought to you by Infowars.com. And if you want to see more edits like that, if you like that type of content, please do go to InfowarsStore.com. That is what funds everything that we do here, from this show to that edit to the crew on the ground now in Washington, D.C., reporting from behind occupied enemy lines. All of it supported by InfowarsStore.com. Right now, the globalist storm is here. Stock up now and support the tip of the spear. It's up to 60% off our top-selling products. Some of our top-selling products are already running out. Now's the time to take advantage of these great sales and support the InfoWars crew before they're gone. That's Pollen Block. That's 25% off. Alpha Power, 50% off. And Pure Turmeric Extract, 50% off. All of those selling out fast, as well as Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, Alpha Power, Chill Force, Lung Cleanse, Survival Shield X3, and the Pure Turmeric Extract. All of those are 50% off right now. Get yourself one of the amazing supplements to help you be as healthy as possible, or get some of the air and water filters or storable food, all of which may become more and more necessary as the globalist takeover continues. I want to go now out to your phone calls. Rick in Indiana wants to talk about vaccines. Thanks for calling in, Rick. You're on the air.
Yeah, Harrison, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hey, listen, sir, this is something that if I could just save one life, I'll be happy. I had an experience personally with a vaccine. It was an injury I had on my job, but that's not what I wanted to talk about. My wife was an accountant. She lost her job back in Arizona. This was 5 years ago. She applied for a job in Flagstaff at the hospital in Flagstaff, the main hospital. They asked her. Now, you know, you'll have to take a vaccine, or the flu influenza vaccine, of course. You know how they pushed that for years on everybody. Well, she said, well, I'm not really comfortable with taking a vaccine. And this is when you wish that you had Operation Veritas in your back pocket. The lady literally told her in the interview, don't worry, it's not the vaccine we give the general public. And my wife turned to me and her jaw dropped, and I just had chills running up and down my body, because 10 years before that, I had taken a vaccine for or a shot at a clinic. I split my head open, you know, and they said, you know, go get your well, Alex Jones mentioned, I can't even remember the type of vaccine you get when you get cuts and stuff.
Maybe tetanus, yeah.
Yeah, tetanus. Thank you, sir. Yes. I had gotten a shot at the clinic, free clinic, because I had no insurance, through my personal business that I had. And I was very healthy. I'm 65 now. This was like 15 years ago. I was healthy then. I'm still in good health, but since the moment I took that shot, my muscles and my stamina and everything just deteriorated for the last 15 years. And even though I'm still at my age, I can still do a lot of great things. And Alex, I remember holding my head down after I heard one of Alex's shows talked about a family member he had died from that vaccine. And I was like, you know, what was I thinking, you know, getting that vaccine at a free clinic? And then when that happened to my wife in her interview, it was just totally. So if I could save somebody's life, the people out there that are on the fence, don't do it. It's not worth it. Believe me.
So,
and then I'll let you comment about that.
Well,
and then I had one more thing.
Well, hold on. Before we move on, let me ask you about this, this vaccine. When did this take place when your wife was being told to get the flu vaccine and that she would be given one that was not available to the general public? Was that recent or was that?
Five years ago.
Yeah.
It is very interesting. It was like, I looked at her and I'm like, gosh, how come we're not recording this? It's like, of course, you'd never think to do something like that a lot of times, you know. There's certain situations where you don't think you need to record anything. But when that happened, you know, it's like, you know, I tried to explain to family members and everything. But if I can, real quick, just one more quick item about the Burns and Alex interview last week when he was talking about his pacifism, where he was talking about Gandhi and the Great Wall and how everything was done peacefully.
Good.
People need to understand. In recent history, when things like that happen, it's just like if you got a friend that follows you down the alley when there's a bully in the alley. The United States had their back. That's why these things happened.
Exactly.
A free America had their back. And people need to understand that. Pacifism, you know, you can take it or you can leave it. But people also have to remember history, and they have to remember that freedom was never free. There was blood spilled for it.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Rick. We're about to go to break, so I got to cut you off. But a very good call. Thank you so much. And I completely agree. I made that point last week, and people were talking about Tiananmen Square. It's like, well, the people in China, they don't know about Tiananmen Square. You can't even talk about it. So, you know, back then there was this superpower on the other side of the world who fought for freedom. We don't have that anymore.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force, or actually carrying out force, for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go.
Back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines and is clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available. In this 1 minute ad, I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Multiracial whiteness. That's what's being blamed for Donald Trump now. Multiracial whiteness. In other words, they're still not comfortable with the fact that non-white people are conservative, are Republican, enjoy freedom. No, you're supposed to hate freedom and everything that comes with it. Truly absurd, and we'll get into that and more of your phone calls as the hour progresses. But first, I want to go to this incredible video. It can be found at band.video and Infowars.com. Please do share this. It is the Great Reset button has been pushed. It's Alex Jones, edited by John Bound. Here it is.
This year's Davos is very, very different to all the previous ones. The World Economic Forum, along with the United Nations, along with the International Monetary Fund, and along with any number of prominent globalist organizations and powerful individuals, including Prince Charles, together have jointly promised that the 2021 World Economic Forum will be used to introduce, via a vast network of connected big tech corporations, online activist movements, and compliant local and national governments, something they call the Great Reset. It is a global commitment they have made to use the panic and fear generated by the coronavirus as a means to reshape all our economies and laws and move to a new form of capitalism that focuses on net zero emissions.
And this is real evil we're facing. And so folks need to understand that it's coming in to shut everything down. There's a global revolution against the New World Order. Globalism is a consortium of corporations that do not want free market. They want fascist monopoly to carry out eugenics.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Australia's vaccine regulator says it's investigating reports of deaths among elderly patients in Norway who have received the Pfizer jab.
I call them globalists because they call themselves globalists starting in the 70s, of Zbigniew Brzezinski. Globalists believes in global government, not international man and libertarianism, and you can travel and live wherever you want, and there's standardized systems. I'm all for that as long as it's free market, and as long as people agree to it, and it's not authoritarian. But the Great Reset and saying you're not essential and shutting down small businesses and coming with forced inoculations and all of this is authoritarian globalism. Technocracy in their own words.
One of the features of this fourth industrial revolution is that it doesn't change what we are doing, but it changes us.
This is criminal what's happening. And this is all the Great Reset. This is all the UN world government takeover. This is 21st century war. And these are the guys that say we can't have national borders. And that we got to take migrants, quote, into our homes.
Outnumbered and facing thousands of people determined to enter Guatemala. It doesn't take long for these Hondurans to push through the lines of soldiers at Guatemala's eastern Amor border and press on. Their aim, to reach the United States. Many were held up after not presenting IDs or asked for proof of a negative coronavirus test before entering. But many ignored the formal crossing, instead illegally breaching the border nearby.
We've all got to have COVID passports to travel even inside the country and not even start your car. That's where all this is going. It's all being announced. It's insane. Wow. We have Jack Dorsey caught secretly by Project Veritas communicating with what he believed the top executives at Twitter.
We are focused on one account right now, but this is going to be much bigger than just one account. And it's going to go on for much longer than just this day, this week. The next few weeks, it's going to go on beyond the inauguration. We have to expect that. We have to be ready for that. So the focus is certainly on this account and how it ties to real world violence, but also we need to think much longer term around how these dynamics play out over time. I don't believe this is going away anytime soon.
We've got the Mexican president coming out saying he's going to lead a global movement. Trump should have done this. To stop big tech from abusing the people and censoring everyone, and that this is a criminal combine is one of the greatest dangers the world's ever seen. That's what Ted Cruz says, too. I'm just thanking God every day that I'm not them and not involved in the incredible evil they're involved in. Ladies and gentlemen,
gentlemen, I've studied history. I've interviewed all the experts. I have looked at every facet of this. And now, with only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You know, I was just thinking about the fact that it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day and how you can draw parallels between what happened in the 1960s and what's happening now, where there's some sort of crisis that occurs and the powers that be use that crisis to implement their own agenda on top of it that really has nothing to do with the crisis, isn't going to help the crisis, but in fact exacerbates other problems to an even greater degree. In this case, of course, it's COVID-19 and them using that to basically destroy capitalism, destroy private property, usher in a totalitarian globalist new world order. In the 1960s, it was the crisis of race, of the race riots that went on, the crisis of Vietnam that they created. And they used that not to, how do I put this? You could have just had a rollback of the Jim Crow laws. Jim Crow laws were governmental programs that were designed racially specifically to keep down a portion of the American population, a violation of their rights, and something that rightfully was protested against. There was no reason why that had to come hand in hand with the introduction of the welfare state. And yet it was. And so now as we look around and we see that the black community in America is in many cases and in many places in worse positions than the black communities of the 1960s that had communities, that had schools that actually worked for them, that had like their own businesses, their own banks, their own entrepreneurship, all of that has been destroyed over the last 50 years by the introduction of the welfare state, by the destruction of the black families, and the subjugation of black Americans under this dependency on the government. So it just, there are parallels there that are striking, that you have something that's the government causing the lockdown, or the government causing the, you know, funding the research that allowed the coronavirus to escape the lab in Wuhan, China, in conjunction with the National Institute of Health. And instead of just trying to solve that, instead of just doing the things that might actually address the crisis at hand, they're using it as an excuse to bring in a whole bunch of other stuff that we won't know the consequence of until 50 years down the line. We look around and go, oh my God, everything is 100 times worse. And the original problem isn't even solved in the first place. So it's really incredible. And we can take this day of Martin Luther King's birthday and the day we remember his peaceful struggle for recognition of black Americans in America, as a little example and go, you know, don't let them distract you. Don't let them go, oh, you want to not be oppressed by the state? Well, then how about you become dependent on the state? It's like, those aren't the only options we have available. In the same way, it's like, oh, you're sick of the state locking you down? Why don't you just give everything you own to the state and become a subject of them? It's totally absurd. But with that, I want to go to the phone calls. Evan in California wants to talk about the Great Reset or the greater reset to come. Thanks for calling in, Evan. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Smith. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Mr. Smith, I'm calling about the greater reset. And you know that there's the Great Reset and the consolidation and whatnot. But I'm going to try to make this short and try to get the point across. The thing is if people want their nation back, they have to take their currency back. And their currency is coin, and coin is dollars and cents. No matter what form it comes in, as long as it comes from our mints, it's the people's money. The public money or the Federal Reserve notes, the bank notes, those are redeemable for coins. So if you want to switch systems from the globalist or whatever, the corporate system, you use coins. You have to redeem the notes. The law, 12 U.S.C. 411, is the law of redemption. It's the law to turn the notes back into coins. So with the coin shortage, if you can't use your coins, can't get your coins, you're not going to have a market. You're not going to trade. And you're going to have to use the other systems with the intermediary in between in order to trade and, you know, do what you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, definitely, you know, a lot of the Great Reset all relies on the idea of debt, the idea of not owning anything. Everything is rented. Everything is temporary. You won't own a home. You won't own a phone. You won't own a car. It'll all be rented on a per use basis, and you'll be paying with you know, whatever debt-riddled currency you are paid in. So, yeah, we've said it many times here before, the Federal Reserve is the head of the snake. The Federal Reserve is the ultimate master of all of this. And this has only been able to come about because we've gotten off the gold standard and our money is given to us with interest by a privately run, privately owned banking system. That's what is at the root of all of this. Literally all of it. I mean, if you look at the censorship, you find out, oh, a lot of these companies, they don't want to censor, or at least they wouldn't censor the way that they are, except the credit card companies say, hey, we'll remove you from our service if you don't censor in the way we want. It all goes back to the banks. It all goes back to the big banking families. It all goes back to the Federal Reserve and this corrupt system of fiat currency that we are now under. So I think you're exactly right. Thank you for the call, Evan. Let's move on to Mason in North Carolina. Thanks for calling in, Mason. You want to talk about Trump's potential? You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Good, thank you.
Okay, sorry, I'm working. Let me step outside. So, yeah. Now, the clock's winding down on Trump. And listening to Steve Buchanan's call the other day, it just makes you wonder. You know, I try not to get into Q conspiracies, but I was scrolling through a thread on Twitter, and the same day that Steve Buchanan mentioned the Chinese government, I see a thread on Twitter that says Italian government on verge of collapse as Renzi party quits. Now, a lot of things have been lining up outside of Trump's action for Steve Buchanan, so I don't know. I'm trying to be optimistic, but what do you think? You think any of it comes true?
I am not holding out hope, and I've said it a million times, and I'll say it again. Relying on Q or thinking that there's something happening behind the scenes that will make all of this go away and fix all of this, is like thinking that you're going to win the lottery and then behaving in a way as if you're going to win the lottery. That's just a dumb thing to do. So yeah, we've seen the Italy government on verge of collapse. I think Merkel resigned from her government. Germany's going through some stuff. The Dutch government is collapsing. The government of Denmark is collapsing. This is happening all over the world. I don't think it has anything to do with what's going on here in America. Maybe it does. Maybe there is stuff going on behind the scenes, but again, if Trump were to act, if all these 40,000 troops in Washington were really there to arrest Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and all these other people, great. I would be so happy about that. But that's like winning the lottery, and it might not happen. And so the question is, if you think there's a chance that you're going to win the lottery in a month or a year or a couple days or whatever, is it really good to behave as if it's a assured thing? Are you really just going to like go and like run up a bunch of debt and not care about working and not do anything? And then maybe you win the lottery and it's like, hey, it all worked out. But if you don't, it's like, oh God, I've wasted all this time not doing all the stuff I should have been doing. So maybe we win the lottery in a couple days. Maybe it really does come true. But until that actually happens, you gotta keep working. You gotta keep saving money. You gotta not run up debt. You gotta keep behaving in a way as if it's not going to happen, because if it does, great. Then you've done all that work, and you know, it's just a little cherry on top of the sundae. But if you're acting as if it's a sure thing and then it doesn't come true, guess what? You've wasted all of that time not doing what you were supposed to be doing, relying on something that wasn't actually going to come to fruition. So I don't think it's going to happen. It would have happened before now. We are now, as of this morning, 51 hours left of the Trump administration being in office. There's word of him, you know, going to sign 100 pardons. That's typical of presidents to do. There's still people like Mike Lindell, you know, meeting with Trump and saying, yes, Trump will be our president for the next 4 years. It's a sure thing. You know, they're going to look like fools if it doesn't come true, if something doesn't actually happen. And I guess I'll look like a fool if it does happen. But that's fine. I'd rather look like a fool and still be prepared for the worst than look like a prophet and, you know, not get the stuff done, not be active, not be involved in the way that we should be every second of the day. So, yeah, maybe we win the lottery in a little bit. But until then, keep saving your money. Keep working. Keep acting like it's not true. Keep acting like it doesn't happen because it's a lose-lose situation otherwise.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us and spread the word at Infowars.com.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I am here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watch Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on Alex Jones' show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to the InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. Here's another little interesting tidbit in case you were looking for proof that something may be going down in the last final day or two of the President Trump administration. NSA installs Trump loyalist as top lawyer. Days before Biden takes office, the acting defense secretary ordered the spy agency to appoint Michael Ellis, who's been accused of having a hand in one of the Trump administration's most contentious legal decisions. I was talking about the decision to block the publishing of John Bolton's book. They say when he was on the Intelligence Committee, Mr. Ellis was a trusted advisor to Representative Devin Nunes, Republican of California. Mr. Ellis held various roles in the Trump administration, including serving as a lawyer for the National Security Council and then the White House's senior director for intelligence. So he has been installed just days before Biden is going to supposedly be inaugurated. Microsoft, Oracle, and other tech giants are teaming up for a COVID-19 vaccine passport, something that once again was an absurd conspiracy theory until it became true and unquestionable. That's just how it goes in this nonsense world that we live in. I also want to talk about this. World Bank of South Asia. It was actually a post from last year, but I think it does a good job of illustrating the doublespeak and purposeful confusion or, you know, purposeful misapplication of words that the World Bank and the Davos Group and the World Economic Forum use in the same way that we saw the Rockefeller Group in things like the lockstep document saying things like there are a lot of places in the world that have cultural barriers or ethnic barriers to productivity. And you read into what that is and it sounds like a good thing. It's like, well, we're eliminating barriers to productivity. Traditional barriers to productivity. It's like, well, we don't want people not to be productive, right? Of course you're going to support traditional barriers to productivity. And then you find out what those are. And it's things like, I don't know, having a wife at home to raise the children. Well, she could be working in a cubicle. She could be more productive as a slave for wages. So maybe you're, you know, wanting a mother at home to take care of and raise the children. That's a traditional barrier to productivity that they're going to tear down. Or any sort of, I don't know, religious holiday that says you have to pilgrimage to somewhere in order to connect with your God. Well, that's a barrier to productivity. The Ganges is a holy river that they don't want to put dams in or, you know, utilize for electric power. Well, that's a traditional barrier to productivity. Your religion is a barrier to productivity, and it must be eliminated for the sake of your World Bank controllers. And here from February of last year, this is from the World Bank of South Asia, 71% of Bhutan's territory is covered in forest, but with a contribution of only about 2% to GDP per year, the forest sector remains underutilized. How can the country sustainably invest in its forest? In other words, how do we destroy the forest for money? We're the bank. It's like, well, maybe they want to have a forest. Maybe they like having a nice, lovely country full of wilderness and forests and wild animals. Well, that's a barrier to their productivity. It's underutilized, that forest in your country. So why don't your globalist controllers override your national government, the government that may see value in having a large portion of your country covered in forest? They'll override that national barrier with their international cabal in order to greater utilize this forest. It's philanthropy, after all. This is just the way that they talk and the way that they do things. I like forests. I like wilderness. I like the earth. I like nature. I like what God gave us to shepherd and to help bring to fruition. I like the verdant green that we find in the wilderness around the world. Maybe I wouldn't make a great world banker because I'm not utilizing that. I'm not subjecting that to saws and chainsaws and backhoes tearing it up and ripping out the old growth forests for our immediate profit. But this is the World Bank. These are the people that are doing the Great Reset. So all these people that think the Great Reset is some philanthropic thing, well, all these businesses are working for you. The global government will protect you. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. You'll have no privacy and you'll be happy. Well, you'll also, anything that isn't being used to enrich them is a sin in their eyes. You're preventing them from controlling everything. You're preventing them from using every little thing in the world to gain profit and to maximize productivity. So away with your religion, away with your cultural barriers to productivity, such as the mother and the father and the traditional family structure. That's all barriers to them enriching themselves and owning you like a slave. I just thought that was just a little interesting tidbit, a little interesting notion from the World Bank. They've got all these forests, but they aren't ripping them out of the ground. They aren't destroying them for our profit up here in the banks in the big cities. So it's a bad thing and they must be overruled and destroyed. So they won't be getting any money from us until they agree to tear down their old growth forests and turn their verdant, lovely, lush country into a concrete parking lot. These are the people that are being supported by Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the far left, the leftists. These are the people that they want you to be a subject to. I thought I'd mention that. Let's go out to the phone calls once again. James in Colorado, you have some information about the troops in D.C. Wonder where you're getting this from. James, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. How you doing, man?
Good, thank you.
Good. Hey, so the picture they had on InfoWars this morning, they showed there were no magazines in the rifles.
Mm-hmm.
But if you zoom in on the troops' faces surrounding Nancy Pelosi, you can see they're all Chinese. I don't know if they're Chinese-American, but they're all Chinese. So I have a crazy theory that maybe the gates put up around the Capitol are to contain our own troops and have a Chinese takeover. Who knows? But you can see those troops are clearly Chinese surrounding Nancy Pelosi.
Hmm.
What do you think?
Interesting. I haven't taken a look at that yet. We know there are Chinese troops training in Canada and Mexico. We know that China has bought up huge swaths of strategically important land in Texas and other places. And again, it's like my prediction has always been that they would, back in August, I predicted all of this, that they would use the mail-in ballots to cheat. They would say questioning the results of the election is tantamount to terror. You are the one. Look, they do look Asian. That's pretty interesting.
Right. But yeah, you can clearly, I don't know. I think they're going to turn on our own troops because an American troop's not going to turn on an American. So they're going to use the Chinese troops that they already have in place to turn on the American troops and keep them 30,000 locked in this gate so they can't do anything to help.
Yeah, that's exactly, that's exactly what my prediction was, or pretty similar to what my prediction was, essentially that they would ignite this civil conflict, ignite this civil war, let widespread violence take place where people were actually, you know, in combat with troops or some sort of just hot civil war, violence taking place in the streets. And the, new rulers of America, the Biden administration and the Democrats in the Senate and Congress, would come together and say, hey, we can't handle this. You know, the American people are overpowering the American troops. We need your help, world. We need your help, China. We need your help, UN. And would actually invite foreign troops into America to suppress what they call the white nationalist uprising. And, of course, China and the UN would be all too happy to help. And they have been preparing their people for war. They say war is coming any minute. And they'll be more than happy to come kick down our door and help our illegitimate leaders suppress us.
Q is a Bolshevik operation. Q is a relaunch of Operation Trust that the Soviets used in the 1920s to identify who their opposition was. That's when George Orwell wrote 1984 that was about a futuristic Stalinistic world government system. He talked about Emmanuel Goldstein, who was the supposed leader of the resistance, but really worked for the controllers to be able to identify anyone that was a dissident. That's what's happening. So the storm of Q is real. It's a globalist martial law takeover of America. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but you have been had. I was suspicious of it, knew what it was early on, but did not realize it was the main thrust. The main thrust of the globalist takeover is Operation Trust 2.0. We're covering it all live on the air at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We'll have reporters on the ground covering the inauguration of the communist Chinese spy Biden. The globalists are planting false flags. We pray we can stop them.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right. Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. InfoWars.com. Newswars.com, Band.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video, theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We'll go out to your phone calls in just one moment, but this is some breaking news out of Washington, D.C. From disclose.tv, just in, smoke rising behind the U.S. Capitol building, emergency announcement playing on the Capitol grounds. People who were on the grounds for inauguration rehearsal have left. Here's the video. Let's play some of this audio here, see if you can hear this announcement on the loudspeaker.
Running from the Capitol grounds.
Yeah, you can see people running from the Capitol grounds. So there you can see the
everyone's running from the Capitol grounds.
Yeah, loudspeaker people running from the grounds. This may be from this other update I'm seeing. Fire in Navy Yard in D.C., smoke pouring out from under the highway. So maybe a fire in the Navy Yard in D.C., and it's pouring over the downtown area. We're not sure what has caused that. We have 40,000 troops there. I can't imagine something nefarious going on, but who knows? Who knows what we're seeing? We also have some headlines such as this from David Harris Jr.com. Newly released testimony shows the FBI knew the Russia collusion story was bogus. So, yeah, just confirming what we always knew all along, as well as seeing now that there were that there's evidence that China was involved in the rigging of the 2020 election and that that was buried by the CIA in coordination with their controlled media darlings. And in fact, on that note, I'd like to go to clip number 12. So as we've seen over the last 4 years, the media is very serious in holding power to account. They're going to make sure that we know that the wealthy and powerful politicians are not above scrutiny, that they will make sure to drill down and ask the hard questions, even when it makes people a little uncomfortable. And that was missing for the 8 years of the Obama administration. And then when Trump got elected, they did everything they could to look into every little glance of the eye, every little hand movement. When he talks, he does this. Is this a white power sign? Well, they'll give you a 12-part report on exactly why it's racist the way Trump talks. Everything and anything that Trump ever did, said, wore, or even mentioned would be thoroughly dissected and figured out exactly where the nefarious aspects of this truly were. And I look forward to another 4 years of that, another 8 years of that potentially, where they're looking into Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and figuring out exactly who is telling them what and where their funding is coming from and what exactly are the nefarious motives behind every little thing that they do. And I think we're already seeing that here. Here's a hard-hitting report from PBS on Kamala Harris.
We had to ask about that fashion choice, surely a first for a vice president, the Converse Chuck Taylor sneakers, the Chucks.
I got to tell you, when you walked in, I checked out, is she wearing them? You're not wearing your Chucks today.
No.
What is the story?
It became a story. I've always worn Chucks.
It's my casual. What's the story?
It's my casual go-to. I, you know, grew up with Chucks. I just love them. They're comfortable.
I can attest. There is a several closets full of them.
He's exaggerating.
But there is, yeah, this wasn't just something that she started doing on the campaign. And when I met her, it was Chucks and jeans when she met the kids. And
what did it say to you?
She's down to earth. People ask me all the time, like, what's she really like? I said, she's shockingly normal. I think that is really an extension of who she really is.
Mm-hmm. Hard-hitting reports from CBS News. Why is she so great? What makes you so great, Kamala? Like, I just love you, and I just want to know, are you really that lovable or what? Kamala Harris, what her sneakers mean. As a woman of color wearing Converse sneakers, how Kamala and her Converse rewrote the rule book on political style. She's amazing. She's forward thinking. She's a saint. Have you seen her tennis shoes? Wow. Can we kiss them, Kamala? Has anybody kissed your shoes yet? We all love them so much. Do you mind if I get down my hands and knees and lick them clean for you? I'm the media, after all. Why Kamala Harris's Converse are much more than just sneakers. The vice president-elect and her trusty kicks are the perfect fit. By the way, Trump is racist. Trump is Nazi. Censor all of his followers. Destroy them. Send them to camps. Kamala Harris, how do you do it? Just how do you make it so cool? And she's just like, she's just like the most repulsive person you've ever seen. And they're just licking her boots, just salivating at her every word. It's despicable. Yeah. So this is what we're in for the next 8 years. Just how are you so great? You know, you're sending all the Trump supporters to re-education camps. Did you come up with that yourself? How are you so brilliant? How are you so brilliant? You're shutting down the First Amendment. Did that come to you in a dream? Did an angel tell you that? God, you're so cool and hip and awesome, Kamala Harris. God, we're going to hold power to account. But first, where'd you get the shoes? Do you always wear those? You're just so cute and fun. Meanwhile, just oppression, just destroying the American people, just small businesses being destroyed, lockdown, just suicide skyrocketing, crime rates doubling in major cities, just destruction, chaos, just fire, death, hell. Oh, but those shoes are so hip and cool. Where'd you get them? Do you go to Urban Outfitters? Oh, my God. This is the news. For CBS News, I'm Catherine Herridge. Just kill me now. All right, let's go out to your phone calls before I... Yeah, oh, there she is. There she is. Our queen. Our lovely queen. We all love Kamala Harris so much. The least popular in the Democratic primaries, right? You take the least popular Democratic primary candidate, give her the vice presidency to the second least popular primary candidate. Then you have all the other primary candidates drop out without any reason. They were beating Joe Biden, by the way, when they all dropped out and threw their weight behind the decrepit old dementia ridden scumbag vampire. And now we're all supposed to bow to them. Media won't question them. They'll only question how brilliant they truly are. Wow. Wow, you're so brilliant and powerful, but you're also just normal like me. Oh, my God. By the way, Trump is a Nazi. He's being arrested. Trump on the run, seeking safe harbor in Israel. They reject him. He's now stumbling through the desert in the Middle East, being hunted by drones. But Kamala Harris is just so pretty, don't you think? And she's brown. Have you noticed that she's brown? Wow, that's so brave for her to be so brown. And she's wearing those Chuck Taylors with the kill cops button. That's just, is that a fashion choice or is it a statement against white supremacy? Find out tonight at 9 when we do our hard hitting report on her socks. She wears colorful socks. Oh my God, this is just like the Justin Trudeau thing now that I think about it. All the stories. Kamala D. Harris goes viral for her shoe choice. Oh, she's just so cool. She's just so cool and fun. Oh my God, kill me now. This is our life for the next 8 years. Just endless salivating, just endless kissing of the boot, kissing of the ring. How did you get to be so brilliant, Kamala Harris? How did you know that Joe Biden was going to die of dementia the day after his inauguration? Were you wearing Chuck Taylors when Joe Biden started calling you Charlie and tried to kill you, thinking he was in Vietnam, which he never actually went to? It doesn't matter. You're wearing Chuck Taylors, and that's the important part. You're so cool and hip. You're like that really cool substitute teacher that everybody was like, oh, she's awesome. She lets us watch Bill Nye the Science Guy instead of doing real work. It's just, this is the media. This is the media now. Yeah, they're the ones that are just like, Telegram must be removed. We must not allow cable companies to air news channels that disagree with us. We must shut them down. AOC putting forward a bill to put Trump supporters' children into re-education camps where they will be indoctrinated, and if they refuse to submit, they will have their arms cut off and they'll be sent to work in a factory with their teeth building shoes in China. China slave camps overrun with syphilis. I mean, it's just all this chaos, all this nonsense. Oh, but your shoes are so cool. How did you get to be so cool, Kamala Harris?
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied history. I've interviewed all the experts. I have looked at every facet of this. And now, with only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist.
They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth. Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, second hour of American Journal is about to end. I want to go to your phone calls before it does. O'Brien in Maryland called in about the inauguration. Thanks for calling in, O'Brien. You are on the air, sir. O'Brien in Maryland? Nope, moving on. Margaret in Oklahoma.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. We really appreciate you and appreciate Alex and InfoWars because, you know, this is just amazing what you have done for us. And just want to say this first. And, you know, this with the nutraceuticals, it was just, like 10 years ago, we really didn't even know why we were sick. And we just needed to, you know, get proper nutrition and not eat poisons and we would be healthy. And I just wanted to say that we really appreciate you.
Oh, thank you very much. We appreciate you. It's all possible because of people like you, Margaret. Thank you so much.
I want to talk about Schaefer Cox. He should be on that pardon list, and he probably isn't, but he should be because he's a poster child for corrupt courts and how they can lie about you and not let you defend yourself. And they gave him 26 years initially, 26 years in prison for stuff they made up because he's a totally honest, totally innocent person, and they can do that to him. They can do it to anybody. And one of the things they did, they went after all his friends to try to make it a conspiracy. So he looked for vulnerabilities in his friends. They found one who had trouble with his income taxes. So they went after him. They took his house. And then they sent in operatives to try to get him to say something against the judge. And they got him to do that. And then he got 26 years.
Yeah, so explain to us about Schaefer Cox. He was the leader of a militia, the peace militia in Alaska, and they put him away for years. Can you give people a little bit of a background on him?
Do you know he made him the leader of the militia because he was a non-military and a logical kind of a person. He was a non-violent person. That's why they don't trust the military types. And because the military types are always trying to set people up so the FBI can get them to make something against the government. You know, they kept making why they wanted to make insurrection against the government. And actually they told Schaefer, they asked him to spy on the military for the his militia for them. And then they when he wouldn't, they went after him. But that's one of the things that. But with Lonnie and Karen Vernon, they were totally entrapped to make it a conspiracy against Schaefer. The idea was to set up Schaefer. It's completely, totally illegal, and totally, totally just our court system has been really, really gone for a long time.
And yeah,
people don't realize that.
And what you're seeing now with the rollout of all of everything that we're seeing of essentially trying to portray all Trump supporters as domestic terrorists, like McCain has said, you know, all these people should be treated like Al-Qaeda and sent to Gitmo. This is the culmination of what has really been going on for decades and increased pretty rapidly over the last 10 to 20 years, is that they have systematically destroyed the militia movement, systematically destroyed any opposition to them, any ability for patriots to gather together and organize in a peaceful fashion. And so now as they roll this out, the work of destroying these groups has already been done, and they're all fragmented and individualized, and the leaders have all gone to prison, been sent to prison on trumped up charges. And so now as they roll this out, there is no unified or, you know, even, you know, segmented but still strong militia group to stand up against the oncoming authoritarianism and, you know, just total overreach of the United States government. So they've already put in the work, and people like Schaefer Cox are a part of that. Back when he was put in jail in 2008, that was all just laying the groundwork for what was to come. And so what's going on now with the takeover of the American government is not something that started on November 3rd or November 4th. It's not even something that started in 2016 when Trump got into office. That was a pushback against what they've been doing, and it freaked them out, and they started to accelerate their plans. But the work has already been done. The damage has already been done. And so now as they roll this out, those groups that would have been very useful in standing up against this have all but been destroyed. And so, yeah, that's exactly what's happening. And hopefully Schaefer may be in that list of 100 pardons that we're hearing reported about. Certainly Julian Assange is, Edward Snowden is. Those two deserve to be released, as well as many others that have been unfairly targeted by our government in this decades-long crusade to destroy the American people's ability to stand up for themselves, and the years-long crusade to get people reliant on the government, submissive to the government, and believing that defending yourself against the government is treasonous. Trump prepares to offer clemency to more than 100 people in his final hours in office. There's a report from Washington Post reflecting what we read from CNN earlier. Thank you so much for the call, Margaret. Thank you for bringing our attention to Schaefer Cox, an important victim of this totalitarian onslaught that we've seen over the last several decades. Let's go now to Vladimir in California, who wants to talk about tech censorship. Thanks for calling in, Vladimir. You're on the air.
Hey, good job what you guys are doing. I've been referring a lot of people to your show, and a lot of people are really hungry for real information. I've got people, after having a conversation with me about what's going on, they're like, well, give me the sources. Everybody's, you know, just really hungry for real, unbiased information. But what I'm talking about is the tech censorship that we're seeing. You know, seems like these tech companies and globalists are so far ahead planning this all out. Like we're seeing right now, what is it, Telegram, you know, skyrocketing with, you know, traffic. Mm-hmm. You know, the creator of Telegram, Durov, he even, you know, showed a lot of resistance in Russia. This is one of the platforms that's used. The interface is not all that great, but they do have like that. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Yeah.
They have a kind of like a text message format where you get all the info and links and stuff like that. But he showed resistance, and they try to block millions of IPs and try to block it in Russia at one point. And I mean, he found ways for people to still use it, and they just gave up on it. Seems like it at least will. I'm thinking that when is a new platform going to come out? And it's going to come down to a new operating system for phones, because your platform is only good if you can put it on a phone, you know?
Yeah, yeah. The most dangerous thing is the fact that Apple and Google control whether or not you're allowed to have something on your phone. So I agree. The opportunity is massive for any, you know, tech literate people who want to go out there and either, you know, craft new social media sites, new apps, or as you're, you know, pointing out, new operating systems for phones or whatever it may be. The opportunity is definitely there to take down some of these monopolistic powers by providing something that people are hungry for. As you point out, people are hungry for the truth, and they're hungry for free speech, and they're hungry for the freedom of association, and all of that's being denied to them by the institutions that are now in place. And so any place that any sort of up-and-coming institution that tries to circumvent the censorship is being shut down, is really becoming the target of all of these multinational corporations or non-governmental organizations. A lobby group sues Apple to remove Telegram from app stores for allowing hate speech. We know Parler was taken down off Amazon. We know, Signal is facing some trouble right now and is having difficulty dealing with the amount of people going over there. I mean, just the sheer number of people moving to these platforms is evidence that people are hungry for something else. And I really think, you know, the trick is what people need to do is not just copy the old platforms. We don't need another Twitter with a different color scheme and a different, you know, hosting platform. Take what those platforms like YouTube and Twitter do and expand on them, make them better, make them a little bit different. And that's one of the things that Telegram does. As you point out, their interface isn't exactly as easy to use as some of the other ones, but it's different. And I like that it's different. You have channels that you can watch, and you can sort of subscribe to a person, and then you get their text, but you can also communicate with them, because Telegram sort of at first was a messaging system. And as you point out, it actually comes from Russia. And so that's one of the other kind of ironies of this, is that we have to go to places like Russia in order to get free speech, because in America, that free speech is being cracked down on by the big tech corporations. So Telegram, a Russian company, now has a much, much, much greater degree of free speech than anything from America actually does. So, but they're going to come after it. They're going to target it. And once they're done destroying all their competition, they are now moving on to things like OAN and Newsmax and even Fox News, saying, you know, lobbying cable companies to eliminate conservative talk from their platforms. They'll go after radio next. And eventually, you know, they are merging with the government. The big tech and government merger is underway, and it will only continue and become codified and legitimized if we allow this to go forward without standing up against it.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are witnessing a perfect dichotomy of psychological warfare. The United Nations, the big corporations, the globalists, big tech, and big pharma are all pushing the COVID's most deadly thing in history, even though statistically it's a very weak flu or cold. But if you are deficient, then you can actually die from it. That's why you see somebody dying inside the nursing homes. Meanwhile, all these top scientists and researchers and former Pfizer head medical officers have come out and said that the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA ones, are basically bioweapons and are super deadly. And now they're having to resuscitate people that die, basically, when they take it. Just like newborn babies, they get vaccines. They have to resuscitate them all the time, or a lot of times they just let them die. And that's on the record, it does that. Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy, cancer, all these other diseases. But they tell you, safe and effective. No one's getting hurt. It's a conspiracy theory. And then all the fine print says can kill you absolutely deadly. So they run from something that isn't dangerous towards something that is incredibly dangerous. Because the media says it's safe, they do it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
Those insurrectionists were not patriots. They were not part of a political base to be catered to and managed. They were domestic terrorists, and justice must prevail.
The left's war on President Trump is a war on taxpaying citizens responsible for pumping the lifeblood into the heart of America. In order to send that heart into cardiac arrest, Commandant Nancy Pelosi has become a dictator within the House chamber, where fear and loathing reign supreme within the corporocratic country club halls of the Capitol, as the Huffington Post hastily reported. Capitol Police briefed Democrats about three more potentially gruesome demonstrations planned in the coming days. The first is a demonstration billed as the largest armed protest ever to take place on American soil. Another is a protest in honor of Ashley Babbitt. And another demonstration, which three members said was by far the most concerning plot, would involve insurrectionists forming a perimeter around the Capitol, the White House, and the Supreme Court, and then blocking Democrats from entering the Capitol, perhaps even killing them, so that Republicans could take control of the government.
I stand before you as a wife, a mother, a grandmother, a daughter whose father proudly served in this Congress.
Over the weekend, Democrats voted to ban gendered language in House rules. And that means no more terms like father or mother, just in case you're wondering where they stand on the family. That also means terms like women and men are out. That's where they are on biology. And for good measure, brother and sister and first cousin are also banned.
And as 80-year-old Pelosi's dementia sets in, the sergeant-at-arms, who answers directly to Pelosi, had metal detectors installed to check the Congress like a third-world dictatorship.
I'm not joking. When you talk about the fall of the Soviet Union, what did they start to do? They started to crack down. They started to crack down on people. And that's what you see here. They're not allowing even Republicans to offer amendments. Now we have to go through magnetometers to get checked before we go on the House floor. That was a new thing tonight, for criminals.
Add to that, as the Washington Examiner reported, Speaker Pelosi is implementing fines for members who don't wear a mask on the House floor. $500 fine for the first offense, $2,500 for the second offense. Fines will be deducted from member pay. While compromised Chinese assets, the likes of Eric Swalwell, were elected by Pelosi to be a manager over the Snap impeachment sham.
Are you comparing President Trump to Osama bin Laden?
I'm comparing the words of a individual who would incite and radicalize somebody, as Osama bin Laden did, to what President Trump did. You don't actually have to commit the violence yourself, but if you call others to violence, that itself is a crime.
Under Pelosi's poor excuse for leadership, self-serving Congress members are now pointing the finger at each other for the Capitol siege.
Staff called the sergeant-at-arms to say what is going on. And he reiterated the only way these people could have gotten into the Capitol complex was with a member or that member's staff.
I have colleagues who are now traveling with armed escorts out of the fear for their safety. Many of us are altering our routines, working to get body armor, which is a reimbursable purchase that we can make. It's sad that we have to get to that point, but, you know, our expectation is that someone may try to kill us.
This was dropped off at my office just a few minutes ago, and I know my colleagues are very, very concerned. It's just a very troubling time for all of us.
They are worried that members, quite specifically, either participated in the attack itself or future ones, or are so radicalized by some of the more further far-right conspiracies out there, especially QAnon, that they might become a danger themselves.
I myself did not even feel safe
going to that extraction point because there were QAnon and white supremacist sympathizers and frankly white supremacist members of Congress in that extraction point who I know and who I have felt would disclose my location and allow me to who would create opportunities to allow me to be hurt, kidnapped.
Q is a Bolshevik operation. Q is a relaunch of Operation Trust that the Soviets used in the 1920s to identify who their opposition was. That's what George Orwell wrote in 1984 that was about a futuristic Stalinistic world government system. He talked about Emmanuel Goldstein, who was the supposed leader of the resistance, but really worked for the controllers to be able to identify anyone that was a dissident. That's what's happening. So the storm of Q is real. It's a globalist martial law takeover of America. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but you have been had. I was suspicious of it, knew what it was early on, but did not realize it was the main thrust. The main thrust of the globalist takeover is Operation Trust 2.0. We're covering it all live on the air at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. We'll have reporters on the ground covering the inauguration of the communist Chinese spy Biden. The globalists are planting false flags. We pray we can stop them.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. This is American Journal. We have an update to the situation in D.C. that prompted an evacuation of the Capitol grounds. That smoke rising up from near the Naval Yard was apparently a trash fire at a homeless encampment. So there you go. There you go. The Capitol under siege by Trump supporters last week. This week it's Biden supporters burning fire at their homeless camp. Law enforcement official says the evacuation was prompted by what turned to be a fire at a homeless encampment. Isn't it incredible? A city on complete lockdown. You cannot travel outside without having an official armband showing you belong there. But the tent cities of homeless are still there, still set up, still unmolested. There you go. There you go, ladies and gentlemen, our modern world. Let's go out to your phone calls in the next segment. I'll be showing you a segment from CNN on CNN calling on cable companies to remove their competition in the same way that they called on big tech companies to remove InfoWars. We'll cover that in the next segment. I actually haven't seen this, so we'll be reacting to it in real time. But first, I want to go out to a few of your phone calls. We have Kristen Megan in Michigan talking about the latest push from Biden scientists. Oh, God, what is it this time, Kristen Megan? You're on the air.
Hi, well, hello, and good afternoon from Michigan, the land of Whittler. I'm actually an old friend of the show. Most of your viewers know me as the geoengineering whistleblower for the Air Force. And ever since I'm a scientist, I do preventive health. I am something, my field is called industrial hygiene, and I am a senior industrial hygienist now of 18 years. A lot of people don't know what that is, but what we are is we are the subject matter experts when it comes to health-related PPE, meaning in a healthcare setting, or industrial setting, you name it, anywhere there's a hazard that's health-related that can cause illness or death, we're there. We do health risk assessments. And what I want to get to the point is that I've been screaming from the rooftops, and only a limited amount of media outlets have allowed me and a couple other industrial hygienists to speak out about these mask mandates. So I personally have a medical condition from the military. I can't wear a mask. I wouldn't wear one anyway. But this mask issue is not going away. If Biden does get in, his plan on the first day, as we know, is to institute a 100-day mask mandate. But now I'm seeing, last night, I saw Inside Edition interviewed some of the scientists that are pro-Biden, and they are encouraging double masking and are making this outrageous and dangerous false claim that if you double mask, you're getting about as much protection as you would get from an N95 respirator. Not only is that 100% false, it's completely dangerous and it's reckless. And I just want to make sure that all of the listeners understand, yes, the media is interviewing epidemiologists. They're interviewing public health specialists. Who they're not interviewing are the actual court-approved subject matter experts, meaning I've sat on now, I think I just finished my 33rd expert witness declaration for lawsuits associated with masks. You know who can't show up in those court cases to speak out about it? Epidemiologists, public health specialists. not at all disrespecting the professions that actually worked alongside them and doctors. But we are the ones that train infectious disease doctors, healthcare workers, you name it. And if you understand OSHA laws are written by the health policies are authored and researched by industrial hygienists. And as an industrial hygienist of 18 years, I am telling all of your listeners, these masks that you are being asked to wear and now double up are absolutely not rated by the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health to protect you at all. All of the RCT data analysis studies that have existed for over 40 years tell you they filter close to zero when you're dealing with infectious diseases, which is why, and this is what I want to close out with, prior to COVID-19, you hear now here in Michigan, you see our old governors facing charges with the Flint water crisis. People that work in an environmental health and safety profession, we can face jail time. Prior to COVID, if I ever put an employee, a grocery worker, a healthcare worker, anybody, if I ever put an employee in a mask, a homemade mask or a mask not rated to protect against the virus, which needs NIOSH certification, I could face jail, I would be fined, and I would lose my job and probably some of my certifications. This is not made up. This is real. This is true. And there's a handful of industrial hygienists like myself that are either retired or work for themselves that are speaking out. So please, if you go on social media, please listen to people like me and other industrial hygienists, because we're trying to explain to you there's a hierarchy of safety and controls that you can institute to protect yourself. And under the law, under OSHA, PPE is always a last resort. And folks, these masks are PPE, and they're trying to call them community protection to avoid the law. And it will never fly in court. And I'm working on a lot of court cases here in Michigan to push against this. So stay strong and take off the damn mask, because they're not helping you at all. They can cause cross-contamination and self-contamination. And if they did work, I'd be the first person telling you to do it to be safe.
Yeah, and we saw a lot of statements at the beginning of the coronavirus outbreak of them saying, no, you don't need to wear the mask. Masks will not help you in this situation. Even now, you know, the messaging on the mask is all convoluted and nonsensical. But just help us understand. I mean, it's hard to know who to trust. You hear things. Sometimes it's like, well, the particle of the virus is so small. And, you know, when you get down to that microscopic level, it's like trying to stop a mosquito with a chain link fence. It's not going to stop the virus from actually getting through. So I guess having two masks would be like having two chain link fences to stop a mosquito. It still wouldn't help at all. Is that an accurate comparison, or just help us understand the science behind why two masks makes no sense, you know, when one mask makes no sense either?
Yeah. So, yes, that's a very like common sense dumbed down approach. It's actually pretty accurate, but it's not scientific. See, the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health, when I say NIOSH, that's what it is. So PPE, there's a difference between masks and respirators. And what has culturally and professionally been called nuisance masks are what people are wearing, these homemade masks who, by the way, we don't know what the material is made of, what if people make them out of T-shirts, what is this clothing sprayed with? There's more than just this mask won't protect you. It's what fabric is in your mask. Are you washing it correctly? Are you using dangerous fabric softener? But to dumb it down, and I actually was down in Miami recently teaching a private school about masks, and I use the analogy, and I have it on my Twitter, at Kristen Megan. If you picture a metal colander, a strainer, and you have Jell-O or pudding, and you have sand, like I use craft sand. If you project with a hairdryer or whatever, and you have the sand and you have the pudding, can the pudding collect some of that sand? Absolutely. But guess what travels farther and can travel right through that mask? It's the small particulates. It's the small microns of the virons. This is why in healthcare settings, it is law. If you watch Grey's Anatomy or you watch The Good Doctor, they're wearing something called a controlled air purifying respirator and a powered air purifying respirator. Acronyms are CAPR and PAPR. You need a particulate type respirator that can handle these. And the problem is they don't work because it's not just the filter ability. It's the prolonged use and not understanding the limitations, storage, and usage and cleaning. The second you cough in an ear loop mask, do you know that you've completely compromised its ability to do anything? You have to take it off and change it.
Right.
So it's the degradation. It's the permeation rates. There's so much involved, and I don't want to get too technical. But, yes, that's why when you're dealing with a mask, masks are never allowed to be worn to protect against a virus. You have to wear a respirator. An N95 is a respirator, and it's called 95 because it's only 95% capable of protecting this. But in a healthcare setting, and I used to work at one of the largest VA hospitals in Chicago, all the people that worked around TB were on the respiratory protection program to wear the PAPRs, not N95s. Only people that wore N95s are people that were very short exposure, like people dropping off food trays for nutritional services, people registering patients. But people that were up close and personal with infectious disease patients, we never allowed them to just wear even an N95 respirator.
Yeah. You're so knowledgeable about this. In fact, we're about to end this segment. We're about to go to break, but don't hang up, Kristen. Our producer is going to talk to you because we would love to get your number so we can call you back with any questions that we have as more and more absurdities are being spread about the masks. In fact, just this week I saw articles saying, you know, you have to wear a mask inside at all times, even in your own home, even while you're alone. I mean, it's incredible what they're trying to get people to do. And just a little bit of scientific knowledge about this makes it obvious that what they're putting forward is not based on science. It's a performative measure. It's saying just put something on your face to show that you're submitting to them. It can be an old t-shirt. It can be a bandana. It can be a piece of paper. It can be a piece of silk or felt. It doesn't matter because it's not actually doing anything. It's about showing that you are submissive to these nonsensical dictates and you're willing to do the ridiculous and obey the absurd.
I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I am here to tell you as clear as day, they have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watch Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our activated charcoal toothpaste became a bestseller overnight because activated charcoal is already one of the top selling, fastest growing toothpaste out there. The problem is a lot of the other over-the-counter ones have aspartame as their flavoring, very, very toxic, and also they have fluoride in it. This does not have the fluoride. It doesn't have the additives. This is a concentrate. It really is high quality. It's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns with the whole COVID martial law garbage, but now it's back in stock. InfoWars, Dr. Jones Naturals, activated charcoal toothpaste, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It also makes a great gift for your family, for your grandkids, for your mother, your father, for everybody, and it supports the InfoWar. Activated charcoal from Dr. Jones Naturals, available again at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of other products that have been sold out have just now come back in as well, like Pollen Block, so check that out when you're in the store. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail.
But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Harrison Smith. You're watching us on Infowars.com or band.video. I do want to remind you we're brought to you entirely by you, the Info Warriors out there, by going to InfoWarsStore.com right now. The Globalist Storm is Here sale. Get prepared while you still can. We know that the Democrats are on a death march. They are on a crusade to destroy everyone who has the ability to stand up for them. We have been able to stand up for them so effectively and so for so long because we have the support of you, the Info Warriors out there. While you still can, please do go support us at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off Super Male Vitality, one of our most popular products, as well as Survival Shield X2, another one of our most popular products, both of those 50% off, as well as the InfoWars Life Select Storable Food and the Alexa Pure Breeze. Some incredible products that you will want to get as soon as possible. 25% off Pollen Blocks, another bombshell sale, and you can get even bigger discounts when you get the pack, such as the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack with the Ultra 12, the Super Male Vitality, and the Turbo Force all together, or the New Year's Resolution Revitalize and Energize Pack. That's 60% off six incredible products that will help you get to sleep when it's time to sleep and wake up when it's time to get to work and fight for this country. So please do go to InfoWarsStore.com and support us there. Some incredible stuff coming out on the news wires here. Thousands denounce COVID lockdown in Amsterdam as chaos unfolds at unauthorized gathering. We're seeing people rising up all over Europe against the lockdown procedure, something that's sort of fallen to the wayside here as we're dealing with the active insurrection and coup taking over our government with an illegitimate administration brought about by a fabricated vote total. Really incredible. Representative Cohen, on his concerns with the National Guard securing the inauguration. This is Representative Cohen discussing this on CNN. He says, quote, the National Guard is 90-some-odd% male and only about 20% of white males voted for Biden. There are probably not more than 25% of the people here protecting us that actually voted for Biden. You know, the good news for this vampiric dirtbag is that these people have honor and actually do their job as they're supposed to do, and they don't abuse their power for the sake of their own political ideology. Maybe something that we will less likely be engaging in as we move forward. But for now, the soldiers protecting you do have honor, unlike yourself, and will not use their position to put forward their own ideology in defiance of the law that they're supposed to be serving. Jack Posobiec puts it this way. He says, good morning. The Department of Defense is vetting soldiers for dangerous conservative sentiments, and NBC is encouraging the FBI to spy on conservative groups. So as we move forward, as the new world order rolls on, expect it to see the purging of anybody with conservative views from the armed forces. They will be purged, censored, observed, watched, and spiked like a cannon. That's what's going on right now in the beginning of this brave new world that is now being implemented all around us. I want to go to this video first before I go back to your phone calls. This is CNN calling on cable companies to remove Newsmax and OAN. This is the way it works, folks. In order to carry out their censorship, the censors out there, big tech or cable companies or whoever, have to act like there is popular sentiment encouraging them to do this. Course, that popular sentiment isn't there. If you ask regular Americans, I think you would hear that they actually appreciate the First Amendment. They think opposing views from all sides should be able to be aired and discussed since it is sort of a, you know, foundational moral of our country. That's how most people feel. So they have to get, first they get activists from various organizations that are anti-free speech to come out and portray it as if this is the will of the American people. So then when they do enact their censorship, they can act like they are just doing it because they have to. Hey, we were asked to do this by, you know, these very important people. So, hey, we have to. We have our hands tied. This is all about manufacturing consent. So many liberals are aware of that term, manufacturing consent. And then they think that has to do with like big tech or big oil companies not paying their taxes. No, it has to do with censoring dissidents, censoring anybody who stands up against this disgusting takeover. Let's go now to CNN calling on cable companies to remove Newsmax.
And then we have to work on the broader disinformation problem to try to turn down the anger that you see from that huge percentage of Republicans who believe that the election was stolen.
It's the, you know, the Biden denialism is very real and widespread.
Biden so denialism. Oh my God. All right. We got to pause right there. This is the amazing thing. When you saw people burning down entire city blocks, it was all about, we have to understand what makes them mad. Riots are the language of the unheard. We have to deal with, you know, whatever they want, we have to give it to them. If they're mad that that police exists, we have to defund the police or else they'll be violent. But did you hear what that guy said at the beginning? He said, you know, all of this anger, it's because of disinformation. We have to crack down on them being able to express themselves and tamp down on this violence. Well, it's like, you're still doing the thing that's making people mad. You're still treating these people as if they don't have brains and can't think for themselves. Then he comes out and says, we're seeing increased Biden denialism. Biden denial. Yeah, just like global warming denialism, just like science denialism. Now, if you don't go along with their crooked, stolen election, you are a Biden denialist. So prepare to be cracked down on. Prepare to have your free speech or any of your rights circumvented or destroyed because you dare to stand up against their political dictates. This used to be a republic, folks. Not anymore. Let's go back to that video.
And then we have to work on the broader disinformation problem to try to turn down the anger that you see from that huge percentage of Republicans who believe that the election was stolen.
It's the, you know, the Biden denialism is very real and widespread. So is riot denialism with people claiming that it was Antifa and all these other crazy lies instead. Both are happening from the same platforms and the same pro-Trump media outlets. Both are problematic. Chris, what do you say to the following? We have to be clear-eyed about what is a domestic terror threat, but also very careful not to exaggerate it, not to overstate it, not to create undue fear in this country right now.
I think that's absolutely right. We've got to be very careful here. Just because someone may believe that the president did not win the election or the president-elect Biden did not win or that someone believes in QAnon doesn't mean that they're going to go pick up arms.
Is that possible, Alex? Will there ever be a solution, a real, clear, full solution to this information crisis that has been perpetuated, in my view, by platforms like the one where I used to work, Facebook, as well as Twitter and others?
It's really hard because what's happening is people are able to seek out the information that makes them feel good. That is what's happening is that, you know, people have so much choice now. They can choose what their news sources are. They can choose what influencers they want to follow. And they can try to seal out anything that helps them question that. And I think that gets to a really core issue with how our freedoms as Americans and the way we've treated press freedom in the past is being abused by these actors, in that we have given a lot of leeway, both in the traditional media and on social media, to people to have a very broad range of political views.
This is total clown world. This is total clown world nonsense, inverted reality. This is satanic. This is Luciferian. This is authoritarian chaos that they're raining down on us. We must silence those who disagree with us, or otherwise people who disagree with us will silence us. It's beyond words, folks. We've moved beyond words now. It's time for action, maybe.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've studied history. I've interviewed all the experts. I have looked at every facet of this, and now, only days until the inauguration of the Chi-Com agent, it's all coming into place. That's how they changed the subject from election fraud. It's how they changed the subject from Hunter's laptop. It's how they changed the subject from Epstein and Obama and Al-Qaeda and the New World Order. And now use the already martial law in place for COVID-19, and that's what it is, to then be expanded and become political and become permanent. They train you to stay in your houses. They train you to be tracked. They train you to do what you're told for 9-10 months as training wheels, and now they launch the storm. The storm is here. It's a globalist storm. There's not going to be martial law for Trump. There's going to be martial law for the globalist. They're trying to set you up. Don't be involved in violence. Expose the New World Order and expose the takeover with information. That's how we beat these people, with truth.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell for like $300 a bottle, because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
Fox has betrayed President Trump, as I predicted they would. They've always been part of the establishment, and it's only going to get worse. If they're able to keep Trump from rightfully taking office for a second term on January 20th, the system is going to drop the hammer harder than ever on this republic. They are going to explode gas prices. They're going to shut down our coal power plants. They're going to cut off the energy source to the U.S., so it's impossible for factories to move back here. This is economic domination. This is economic war. We are being consolidated. We are being taken over. The Democrats aren't mismanaging their blue cities and states. They're consolidating power and control to bankrupt the population and bring them absolutely to heel, and then consolidate ownership of all the infrastructure and property. This is a monopolistic takeover. That's what the Great Reset is. Klaus Schwab and these other criminals admit it. That's what social distancing is. So your business is only at 25% for several more years. No small businesses will be there. This is a master plan. Say no.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, we're going to go back to this clip from Reliable Sources with Brian Stelter. So far, we've heard these terms, Biden denialist. That's you if you are one of the million, tens of millions of Americans who have seen with their own eyes the video, multiple videos of cheating going on in plain sight on November 3rd of last year. You are a Biden denialist. We also hear riot denialism, which is just enough to make your head explode after a year of being told fiery, but mostly peaceful. Nothing to see here, just a building on fire, but mostly a peaceful demonstration. And now those people are using the term riot denialism. Truly incredible. I mean, it really is beyond words. He's also used the term information crisis. We're in an information crisis because people are getting information from people other than us, essentially what they're saying. This is how it works. You get
just dirtbag media personalities to come on and say, it's very dangerous that people are able to get their news from people other than us, the establishment. And the so-called anti-establishment people are going along with, I mean, it's just, it's beyond clown world. I don't even have words to describe this. Of course, the noble motive that they're using to back all this is we have to unify the country. We have to unify everyone under our lies, unify the entire population under our disinformation and confusion and misinformation. And it's every single day, every single day. There is some bombshell story that fits perfectly in with the narrative that the left is trying to push. And then a couple hours later, there's a very quiet retraction of everything that happens. We saw it yesterday or maybe the day before with somebody tries to give false credentials for the inauguration and bypass the security measures with thousands of rounds of ammo. And then it's like, oh no, that was all total BS and didn't happen at all. Well, never mind then. Just forget we ever said that. Well, you've already achieved your purpose of terrifying the population, putting forward this terrorism. Oh my God, this is happening. The Trump supporters are rioting. The Trump supporters are causing violence. Oh, that doesn't actually happen. Well, it doesn't matter. Everybody's scared enough and is going along with your disgusting authoritarian program anyway. Let's go back to this this clip of CNN calling on cable companies to remove Newsmax, because of course it's not just about platforms such as Twitter or Facebook removing you anymore. Now they're going to the root of the issue. They're going to the service providers, be it the internet providers with AWS taking down Parler, or now targeting the cable providers to take down any opinions that do not comport with the established mainstream globalist authoritarian narrative. This is the takeover of the American Republic. It institutes institution of communist style censorship, and it's all going on right under our noses. Let's go back to Brian Stelter and his lackey scumbags.
Now have competitors to Fox News on their right, OANN yes. and Newsmax, which are carried by all the major cable networks, who are trying to now outflank Fox on the right, because the moment Fox introduced any kind of realism into their reporting, immediately a bunch of people chose to put themselves into a sealed ecosystem. And they can do that both on cable, they can do it online, and that becomes a huge challenge of figuring out how do you bring those people back into the mainstream of fact-based reporting and try to get us all back into the same consensual reality.
And can you? Is that possible? Seems like that's an open question.
It's hard. I mean, I think we got to do a couple things. One, there needs to be an intentional work by the social media companies collaborating together to work on violent extremism in the same way they worked on ISIS. When I started at Facebook in 2015, the number one challenge from a content perspective was the abuse of social media by the Islamic State. And there was a collaboration between the tech companies and between the tech companies and law enforcement to make it impossible for them to use the internet to recruit and radicalize mostly young Muslim men at the time around the world. Now we're talking about domestic audience in the United States. And the challenge is going to be partially that, you know, ISIS did not have a domestic constituency in the United States Congress. But there is over half of the Republicans in Congress voted to overturn the election. And there will be a continual political pressure on the companies to not take it seriously. So I think first, you have to focus on those violent extremists, and those companies have to be brave in that way. And second, we have to turn down the capability of these conservative influencers to reach these huge audiences. There are people on YouTube, for example, that have a larger audience than daytime CNN. And they are extremely radical and pushing extremely radical views. And so it's up to the Facebooks and YouTubes in particular to think about whether or not they want to be effectively cable networks for disinformation. And then we're going to have to figure out the OANN and Newsmax problem. You know, that these companies have freedom of speech, but I'm not sure we need Verizon, AT&T, Comcast, and such to be bringing them into tens of millions of homes. This is, you know, allowing people to seek out information if they really want to, but not pushing it into their faces, I think is where we're going to have to go here. We now have
truly incredible. Talking about the collaboration with tech and law enforcement to shut down the ability for people to get the news that they actually see as reflecting their reality. It's like, well, we're establishing this false reality based on nothing. We're calling it the factual consensus, the traditional mainstream fact-based reporting, which is nothing but lies, constantly proven wrong, constantly undermined by the people on the ground actually seeing for themselves what's going on and counter-signaling the lies being perpetrated by the mainstream media. We have to crack down on that. And of course, he's equating being a conservative with terrorism. He's saying, you know, the difference between ISIS and what we're dealing with now is that ISIS doesn't have half of the Congress, you know, in its spot. It's like, okay, so what you're saying is half the Congress representing a huge portion of the country are effectively terrorists for disagreeing with you, and that you have to bring in law enforcement and big tech to crack down on this because essentially agreeing with you is violence. This is what they're saying, by the way, and under no uncertain terms. In Twitter, if you put something about the election being a fraud, it says that is violent rhetoric. If you question your government, you are being violent against your government. That is where we're going, and this has been this is the fruit of the seeds that were planted you know, decades ago and then, you know, tended and cared to throughout the last 3 years. Now these maleficent plants are bearing fruit, and this is what we're dealing with. Intentional work, violent extremism, collaboration between big tech and law enforcement. It says over half of the Congress is now terrorists, essentially. And they have to turn down the ability of conservative influencers to actually get their message out. Turn it down. See, they're very good at using this very simple language. And they say, now we have to deal with the OAN Newsmax problem, the conservative problem that we have, the conservative problem. Maybe we need a final solution to the conservative problem is essentially what they're getting at. And now they're targeting the baseline service providers, not just the outlets that are putting out information counter to the lies that they spread. They're now saying that we have to go to the cable companies or the internet service provider companies in order to put a clamp down, put a dam up there. If you're an American and you aren't at least a little bit concerned with the fact that the establishment is now teaming up, just meshing together perfectly with the largest companies, most powerful corporations in the history of the world to clamp down on anybody that disagrees with them and claim that that disagreement is denialism of some sort and is therefore violent rhetoric equivalent to ISIS sympathizers. If you aren't concerned at that, you don't deserve to be here. You don't deserve to be an American. You're not an American. You're a coward. You're a simp. You're a sycophant. You are nothing but a tool of the establishment being used to bring about your own destruction. These people are incredibly dangerous. This discussion is incredibly dangerous, and it's only been allowed to get this far because the people who are elected to stand up against it are such controlled opposition cowards that they've allowed this to continue without any opposition whatsoever. I mean, the Republicans are just as much to blame for this because they've had 4 years. And you remember, we went to the Senate hearing. Alex Jones was there. He confronted Marco Rubio, who said, I don't know who you are. So he doesn't even know who Alex Jones is when Alex Jones is the number one target for this. And we expect these people to stand up against them. No, no. Our entire system is now controlled. Our entire system has now been captured by the enemy and is being wielded against us. And Americans are now being called terrorist sympathizers and being told we don't have a right for free speech because we don't go along with the people who hate us. That's where we are now.
The post-industrial world, that's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They are destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us and spread the word at Infowars.com. Q is a Bolshevik operation. Q is a relaunch of Operation Trust that the Soviets used in the 1920s to identify who their opposition was. That's what George Orwell wrote in 1984 that was about a futuristic, Stalinistic world government system. He talked about a manual Goldstein, who was the supposed leader of the resistance, but really worked for the controllers to be able to identify anyone that was a dissident. That's what's happening. So the storm of Q is real. It's a globalist martial law takeover of America. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but you have been had. I was suspicious of it, knew what it was early on, but did not realize it was the main thrust. The main thrust of globalist takeover is Operation Trust 2.0. We're covering it all live on the air at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. We'll have reporters on the ground covering the inauguration of the communist Chinese spy Biden. The globalists are planting false flags. We pray we can stop them.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go! It's back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. With the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines and is clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block, again, is available in this one-minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, we're in the final segment of American Journal. We're going to go out to your phone calls and try to get to as many as possible. If you are on hold right now and you've given your name and topic to the call screener, we're going to get your phone number and call you back tomorrow because I hate to leave you on hold and not let you speak your mind and maybe not be able to get in tomorrow. So Sean, Tim, Patrick, Daniel, and Jeff, we'll try to get to you, but if we don't, stay on the line because we'll get your phone number and give you a call back tomorrow to make sure you get to say your piece because we appreciate you calling in and holding. And I always feel bad when we have to leave people hanging on the line. But time flies so fast in these programs. It's not always easy to get to everybody. So we'll go out to your phone calls. But first, Project Veritas has released a new bombshell from inside Twitter. And we'll go to that video now. This is the shortened version, the 2-minute highlight version from Project Veritas, their release earlier today from Twitter headquarters.
Beyond the amplification, we are going to, conspiracy theorists, we are going to be permanently suspending those accounts. Whether we believe Trump's tweets are inciting violence and having real world harm, I think we've seen that, in fact, they are, since coming back from the timeout to de-escalate the situation in other places around the world where we've seen violence unfold as a result of either misleading information or hooded rhetoric. A lot of our learnings here have come from other markets. So in that sense, we do feel like this is our global approach. We need to be very focused on being able to enforce any of these policies or enforcement decisions we make at scale. I think long-term we want to be in terms of building trust and enforcing policies consistently and providing adequate notice before we take a very aggressive step like a permanent suspension. There's also been a lot of questions about retros, of course we're going to do a retro. I mean, we're in the midst of a retro around the election generally. This will be most definitely folded into it. What we saw Wednesday morning was really concerning to us, obviously. So a small team gathered from Trust and Safety. We were discussing the potential for violence to happen, and we decided to escalate our enforcement of the civic integrity policy and use a label that disabled engagements to stop the spread of potentially inflammatory content, which is the content around election interference, election fraud, stealing the election, that type of thing. We are going to, conspiracy theorists, we are going to be permanently suspending those accounts.
We are doing everything that we can to ensure that Twitter is being used in a positive way.
If you're on the inside of big tech, mainstream media, or federal government agencies, reach out to us at veritastips@protonmail.com. Be brave. Do something.
Mm-hmm. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Misleading information or coded rhetoric is what they're talking about now. Of course, they didn't say it was wrong information. It's just the information. It may be true, but it can lead you down a dangerous path of believing that our election was stolen. Absolutely incredible. If you point out the evidence of election fraud, they'll say, well, that has the danger for violence. You know, it's like, if you were to tell your friend that I, you know, killed his dog, he might attack me. So that's dangerous information for him to know. He can't know that information or else he might do violence to me. So we have to hide that information. It's literally about covering up their own crimes because they know that if what they were doing was exposed to the public, that they would face backlash from that public. It's as clear as day what's going on. This is the, it's literally the takeover of the world. It's absolutely despicable. Sean in Tennessee, thanks for calling and thanks for holding. You want to talk about major food shortages. You're on the air, sir.
Yes. A lot of people aren't reporting how bad things are getting ready to get. The USDA just came out and reported that the crop losses from last year were much worse than they had previously have reported, basically just hid the information. And then you have countries all over the world that are shutting down their exports for a lot of basics, like things like soy. Here in the U.S., we're almost completely out of soybean. No one takes into account of the snowball effect of these things, where if there's no soy or corn, which is the basics for a lot of boxed food that people eat, where they're going to eat.
Mm.
So there's a massive, massive food shortage coming that is hardly being reported. There's one guy called the Ice Age Farmer who does an excellent job of reporting all this and how countries around the world, whether it be Russia or India or us, are cutting off their exports of a lot of different grains and foods. This is just another avenue. I think who was it that said that if you control the food, then you control the people? One of those criminals. But, that's something that I think that people need to start shifting gears on and looking at, because it's just another avenue by which they're really going to clamp down on all of us and already have. And if they take the food away from everybody, then they're going to be able to get them to do what they want very easily.
Yeah, the old saying goes, you know, every country is three meals away from a revolution. And this coincides with the news coming out that Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos Bill Gates himself is the number one landowner of farmland in America. So the same people that are shutting us down, forcing us into lockdown, creating the food shortages, also own the land on which the food is being produced. This is a major, major, the number one tool that you can use in order to destroy or manipulate a country to your will. Massive food shortages are absolutely coming. Yeah.
Kissinger, who said it, you control the food, you can control the masses. We've seen this time and time again, China, Russia, throughout the ages, that just starve everyone to death. Okay, great. This is a major deal that I think that maybe InfoWars should start shifting gears towards for getting people to be more prepared so that we can resist, fight back, or whatever you would like to call it properly. Because if everyone's starving to death and they're just worried about their next meal, they could care less about anything else.
Yeah, it's absolutely right. And we should be covering this more, but we have been covering this quite a bit. I mean, For years, we've been telling you, you should know how to grow your own food. You should have the storable food. Storable food is available at InfoWarsStore.com. You can purchase it. It actually tastes good, and it is good, and it lasts for 25 years. So if there are shortages that make it impossible for you to actually get sufficient, you know, calories for your daily intake, you make sure you have the storable food from InfoWarsStore.com, and you can prepare with Alex and get just massive savings for this incredibly important thing coming up as the food lines collapse and suddenly you're going to be dealing with shortages across the board. This is something incredibly important to have, or the heirloom seeds we have, and be growing your own in the backyard. Learn how to hunt, learn how to do that sort of stuff, because yeah, this is the fulcrum upon which entire nations can be moved. And you know, I think it's just, we've been in a position in this country for so long of abundance and superabundance and having whatever we want, having a million different options for whatever we want. That is not the norm. That is not, that doesn't just come about, you know, automatically or by accident. That's a effect of having capitalist policies that allow people to make the most of what they have and own whatever their production is. And it's not just food either. And you notice it, I mean, maybe you haven't noticed, if you haven't been out shopping, if you've been adhering to the lockdowns and staying inside and just ordering stuff from Amazon, maybe you haven't noticed. But if you go to places like, I went to Home Depot yesterday, we were trying to buy a dishwasher, and it was like, you know, this we're used to what normally is just like a wall full of dishwashers of all different types and all different grades and all different makes and materials. And they're like, yeah, none of those are available anymore. Actually, we only have like three types in two different colors, and that's all you're going to get. And that's after 1 year of pretty light lockdowns overall. Give it another 2 years, another 5 years. It's going to be, and no exaggeration, not, this isn't just, you know, crazy conspiracies. The communists are taking over. It's going to be like communist Russia, where it's like you get no options. There's one type of dishwasher. And if you don't want that, then you don't get one, or whatever it is, cars, trucks, dishwashers, appliances, you know, electronics, just anything at all. I mean, these supply systems that we have, these supply chains, are incredibly thin. I mean, if one thing stops becoming available, that whole supply chain breaks down, and suddenly the whole product is not available, and suddenly that company can't make any money because they can't sell their products. That company has to shut down. So those people that work for that company aren't making money anymore. So they've got to go on the dole, or they've got to go do something else. I mean, they're all interconnected. It's all very tenuous, and the food supply is the most tenuous and the most important out of all of it. And it is shutting down. It is collapsing. Mass starvation is on its way, if it's not here already. And we're hearing reports now of scientists coming out and saying, yeah, we've crunched the numbers, and it looks like the lockdowns themselves are 10 times worse than the actual coronavirus because of the food shortage, because of the you know, material shortage, because of the supply chain collapse. So go to InfoWars store right now, get your storable food, stock up, because you may not notice it now, but you're starting to hear these rumbles that are signals of a much greater earthquake to come, one that will potentially collapse our entire civilization, and our ability to eat will be subject to the globalist whims, and we know how they feel about us.
The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. The resistance.video. Infowars.com, newswars.com, band.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link. Theresistance.video. Theresistance.video.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your pollen block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months is now back in stock as well. They're great products and it funds the InfoWar. So get your pollen block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And pollen block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.